makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Bernadette Black. She is the CEO and founding director of Brave Foundation, and we're going to talk about another brave, bold step. Good day, Bernadette.
Hello there, Mary.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. It's great to be speaking to you today.
To you too, and thanks for your time.
My absolute pleasure.
Last time we spoke, it was about the country's biggest baby shower.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. It was in 2016 in May, I believe. And so it feels like a second ago, but it was nearly 2 years ago, really, or a bit under that, that we talked about the world's biggest baby shower. And that was a very wonderful undertaking and a big undertaking to bring about awareness for supporting, expecting and parenting teens in Australia. And so now, a year and a half since then, we've had a lot of growth. You're right, some big, bold, new, brave steps as well, and a lot of learning in that time as well.
And in 2015 to 2016, you've commissioned a working group, if I'm not mistaken, look into how to help and support teenage parents.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as founder of Brave Foundation, I was a teenage mum myself, and I can remember when I was getting onto a bus, and Damien's 24 now, and it was really, really difficult. I was still recovering from the birth. He was 6 weeks old, and I had this pram that I didn't even know how to set up properly. You know, mum and dad were working full-time as a cleaner and insurance clerk, and I was the oldest in my family, and it was a very tough time in our family as well. And I'd made these three promises, and one was to try to finish my education. And so I set off on this bus, or it was my first time with my baby actually outside of the house since the birth, not really knowing what I was doing, as no first mum does. And I looked up at the bus driver at peak hour in Melbourne and sort of pleadingly smiled, thinking he might help me with the pram. And he said something that was so shocking that I'm not going to repeat it. And it was really tough. I got onto the bus. I don't know how I did, Mary, and probably maybe someone helped me. But the importance of telling that story and the significance of it today was where I was going, or where I was trying to go, was to the only adult education place that I could find that would be able to support me as a young mum to finish my education like any other teenager, like in Australia, my friends that were continuing. Whereas for me, I had to find this pathway. And even when I found a place that would accept me, every roadblock that could get in the way got in the way, whether it was stigma like I experienced, whether it was that you're too young and can't do adult education. And so in my, I guess, heart and my spirit and my mind at that time, in my vision, I just decided that no woman should ever experience, number one, that level of stigma when we just need to support these young people in often vulnerable positions, but number two, that they should have the same access to education as any other teenager in Australia, regardless of their pregnancy journey or parenting journey as well. And so I knew very early on that I wanted to make sure that that happened, and it wouldn't matter where it was in Australia, that those young people would have that support and that their communities could support them to have those same outcomes, and that then knowing that it would help their children. And then we actually inadvertently see a decrease in generational teen pregnancy from that as well, so it's quite a full circle. But what we did, so I founded Brave in 2009, rather, after I wrote my book Brave Little Bear, which is the meaning of my name, and we had a lot of attention nationally, and started the charity, which now refers to 250 organisations in Australia, and won Telstra Businesswoman of the Year, Mother of the Year for Australia. It's been beautiful, and
you've been very busy.
I have, but they're beautiful endorsements.
Yes.
But the most rewarding thing is actually seeing just one young mum get the support and encouragement they need on their journey for their families, and or seeing anyone that's a part of what we think the Brave Village, someone smile at an expecting parenting teen in the street or in the mall. They're the biggest wins for Brave Foundation, even though the journey has been an incredible one and the milestones and endorsement are certainly an honour to receive. So knowing that and having that reach nationally, we really wanted to commission a national study into finding out what expecting and parenting needs, parenting teens need to be able to connect to support and to be able to connect to education opportunities wherever they are in Australia. So we commissioned that national working group in 2015 and 16. We actually sought advice from the Federal Commissioner for Children, Megan Mitchell, is a part of that. state commissioners, also from anti-discrimination commissioners, teen parents themselves, teachers, midwives, maternal and child health nurses, anyone you could think that would meet the expecting and parenting team from woe to go on their journey and the role that they could play. So the outcomes of that, we worked with the Peter Underwood Centre of Educational Attainment in this as well, and partnered with Deloitte in a research study also. The findings of that working group were that expecting and parenting teams were looking for a pathway plan, so that it wouldn't matter where they are, and it needs to be locally interpreted and culturally reflected as well in areas of Australia. That was something we needed to look at from pregnancy. So there's a best case study, which is 1,000 critical days, and that's from 4 months of pregnancy through to a child 2 years of age, that if we can use that window of opportunity, get support, actually goal setting, making sure young people can get to perinatal, antenatal visit, those types of things, the outcomes for themselves and their children are going to be much greater. So we developed that pathway plan over those 2 years, and also a mentoring strategy to be able to assist in it. So the exciting news now is that we then went through a co-development phase with the Try, Test and Learn Fund with the Department of Social Services, and that was just incredible. It was a 12-month period as well. And at the moment, we're working with the federal government to fully develop the project plan and the trial, which will be trialled in Australia within 5 regions of Australia. We haven't confirmed those 5 trial regions as yet, and we'll be rolling out that pathway and mentoring program, which is called SEPT, Supporting Expecting and Parenting Teens program, in those 5 locations over the next 2 years. So it's quite a dream come true for me, looking back to that bus stop incident and actually being able to see it in your own lifetime is quite amazing.
And I suppose you would be best to tell us that the important thing is that you receive that crucial support in the early days, isn't it? So you get that push.
Absolutely. You know what's really interesting is that statistics show that teenage parents have high hopes for their dreams, aspirations and careers. So that statistically is a significant fact. But what we also see is that 79% of teenage parents, there's some 4,370 every year in Australia that are on long-term welfare. Mm-hmm. So that's 79% of that 4,370. And so when you're looking at that, they have those high hopes. And the reason that they can't meet those high hopes and we see that long-term welfare dependency is that there hasn't been a structured pathway plan that actually values what they're learning in parenting, can get them to maternal and child health visits or perinatal appointments. A lot of the time we did a survey with Australian people. We had over 1,500 responses of Australia, what is your view with expecting and parenting teams? The first one that came back was welfare dependency and that was an assumption. And the second was stigma as well. Now, looking at those views, we all play a role in being able to reduce that stigma. But importantly, when we're actually asking, a lot of the Australian people thought, well, maybe it's that they can't be bothered getting to maternal and child health nurse appointments or perinatal. And Mary, that couldn't be further from the truth. For a lot of these young mums, they're not on a bus line. They don't have the money to get a bus ticket, or they don't have their licence. And so the pathway plan actually allows not only for being able to make that happen, driving lessons, knowing how to pack a nappy bag, knowing when you've got your maternal and child health visits, being able to talk about goal setting, aspirations, but also being able to value things like budgeting, things like understanding human development of your child. The earlier that we can do that in pregnancy, from around that 4 month stage, the greater the outcome of both in social and socioeconomic impact.
Because I think a lot of times people forget that these are children raising their own children.
Mm-hmm. And it's something I think we do forget, that a teenager's brain, I've got with 3 amazing children, 2 teenagers, their brains aren't actually formed enough yet to be able to make pre-decision-making ideas. And for us to remember that the frontal lobe isn't fully formed to be able to do that is really important. And, of course, so a pathway plan and having a conversation of what do you think you need in a nappy bag, that can be overwhelming. If you've had that conversation, it does make it just a bit easier. Someone to figuratively hold the hand and also to be able to dovetail between the amazing community organisations that already exist to be able to utilise those opportunities to their fullest.
And because the teenagers' priorities are wholly different from an adult ones. Like teenagers, I remember as a teenager, my first priority was, what am I going to do on the weekend? Who am I going to meet?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's right, and it doesn't. Those wishes don't go away, you know. We speak to teenage parents all the time, expecting parents all the time, and it's an important part of the program is actually looking after socially. You know, who are you connecting with? A lot of the young mums we work with actually say, "Oh my goodness, my auntie understands. I can talk to her like yes. I can't talk to my friends." But there still needs to be that balance and that me time in it, and that's difficult with a baby, especially if you don't have supports and that goal setting for and maternity leave. All of those things are very important things, but that one of the aims of the program will be, or the pathway plan, that from being on it from 1 year, that these young women that will actually receive a certificate one in parenting, which then not only can they use on their CV, which is brilliant for the future, but also recognising what they're learning as a parent, getting to maternal and child health perinatal appointments, goal setting, all of those things which you are learning, which then can be recognised in a formalised qualification and that can assist in their learning and you know, work for participation into the future.
And they can become independent,
wholly independent,
that's but
right.
They need our support.
They do, and it's building that village around them. And so if anyone is interested and would like to hear about the trial, is that there'll be more information coming as we further the, we're finalising the project proposal at the moment, the project plan for the trial, which will be by the 23rd of February. But there's a role for everyone in the Brave Village, Mary, and we really welcome everyone's insights. And please, if you see an expecting or parenting teen, I'd love you to give them a smile. And you can certainly do that via our website as well. Just flick us an email with a smile and then we'll pass that on to a young mum or expecting teen that we're working with.
Thanks very much, Bernadette Black from Brave Foundation.
Thank you.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.